Well, folks, well, how's everybody doing? Well, I just got a little while ago. I sat down and wrote a couple of letters. I got a letter from y'all today, Mama. I'll read it to you. I'll say I read it about two or three times, I guess. Got some little tears in my eyes. I wrote one last night, I'm sure. In all, I understand why you're saying. I felt bad after I got the letter today. I'm doing all right. I'm glad to hear that everybody does that. Now, you said all the folks, Uncle Grady and Aunt Lois, and Max and Sue, Eddie and Sally, all of them that listen to the tape. Well, I feel proud. It really did make me feel good that they all wanted to hear it. Sure would like to hear all of y'all's wonderful voice. I'd like for y'all to send me a tape as soon as you can. Everything's about the same over here, day in, day out. They don't change much. I mean, there's not really much to talk about as far as this place. Like I said, it's all about the same, and it's not too cheerful to talk about. I got a letter from Linda today. She's doing fine. I get a letter from her about every day. She was fixing to go down to her mom and daddy and spend the week. I sure was wishing I could be there to go with her.
Well, I had a pretty easy day. It was time for quarterly maintenance on my foot, so I'd take it to the nursery and let them work on it. I had a couple things wrong with it they had to take care of. Brakes needed good, and they had to change the oil in it. I had a air compressor leaking on it, first one thing or another, and it kind of gave me a rest off. I kind of glad, really, last week I've been taking a bunch of combat engineers out to a letter out to it where we've been working. I've been putting in a little bit more time than anybody else has. I mean, any of the other boys. I get up every morning. Well, for the last week, I've been getting up at 4:30, leaving out at 5, and we had to go clear the road. These boys from combat engineers, they'd go with me, and I'd have to take them out there and let them clear the way. They had their mine detectors, and they'd clear the road for mines, and first one thing, the other morning, we out there, and I really did get shook up. I mean, it was really my first time out like that, and we had in the morning, got out past our perimeter, and we got a little bit of sniper fire. Wasn't nothing big. I mean, it scared me, though. I mean, because it was my first really time to get up against it. And anyway, they fired on us a few times, and we dropped a couple of M79 grenade launchers in on them. Then we called the choppers in. The choppers took care of the bad part of it. Boy, and choppers can do wonders over here. I mean, if we didn't have them, we'd be in a bad shape. But we was out there in the jungle, and that thing really shake me up. I mean, boy, I got a bunch of prayers in them couple of hours. I really did. But anyway, everything's been pretty calm and quiet since then. And in the morning, I go back, same old thing, picking up the boys, take them out, clear the way for the rest of them to come through. I guess you have to accept the good with the bad, you know. Naturally, I'd like to stay right down the company area here at my time, but you just can't do that. When they tell you to go, you got to go. I don't know why they picked me to take them out, but they got 15 other truck drivers here beside me, but they picked me, and they seem to be determined that I go with them, so I guess I'll just go out there and buckle down with them. Ain't much else I can do. I'll have to go. Listen, y'all, I just came out here now. I was in the tent there, and there's so much cussing and carrying on in there. I was afraid he might have been picking up on this tape recorder. So I come out here by myself. I'm sitting out here on the old, I don't know what you'd call it. It's our fallout bunker. But if you hear any disturbance in the first part of the tape, don't pay any attention to it, because it's just a bunch of boys in there. I guess they kind of, well, I guess they disgusted them with the army or something. I mean, everybody gets that way, but I was sitting over in the corner by myself trying to make it pay. It got so loud in there, I had to leave. I come on out here and try to make it, so I'll try to finish it up. Mama, if all the folks is over there, well, here's a little word to all of them. I mean, you told me in this tape that you'd used Uncle Gray. He said Uncle Gray has got a tape recorder, so I won't say a word to Pedro Uncle Gray. I hadn't wrote him a letter or nothing. Feel pretty bad about it. But anyway, Uncle Grady, Aunt Lori, how y'all doing? Sorry I didn't get to see y'all last time I was on, but time's pretty short. Wish y'all could meet my wife. She's a wonderful girl. I've changed a lot since y'all last seen me. I'm a different person. I got something to go on in life for now. I got a wonderful wife. Y'all drop me a line, I'd love to hear from you. I'd write y'all, and I will, as soon as I get your address. I'm sorry I haven't noticed you before now. I wrote the rest of them, the ones that I had their address, I wrote for them. But I'll write y'all when I can. Tell Doris, her husband, I said hi. I'd like to see all of you. But I'll be back one of these days pretty soon. It's going, time's going to slip on by, so I just want to say hi to y'all. Eddie and Sally, if y'all are there, I want to say hi to you. I think about y'all a lot. Think about all of you. I'd love to be there with you. Tell everybody I said hi. And won't be long, I'll be back to the good old United States. I sure would like to be there now. Boy, this old place over here is something else. I mean, I just can't hardly explain it. Well, I'm going to close off. I don't know if y'all are right or not, so I'll finish this tape out tomorrow, man. If y'all are there, well, y'all drop me a line. I'd love to hear it, man. And I'll answer it later if you ask. God bless all of you. I love y'all. So bye-bye for now. Now then, I want to say a word to Grandpa and Grandma. I know they're there. Hi there, Grandpa and Grandma. How y'all doing? Boy, I tell you, I got your letters the other day. Just tickled me to death. I sat and I read it, and it just, boy, it really made me happy. Those rings, 004 over there. show you what, you don't know how much them letters hurt me. I sit around, I read them, I don't know, I ain't trying to go in that, the letters I got, I got 100 and some letters from the building. Those letters make it cool, but I didn't think it. First, back on, back on, no problem, but I just said, dude. And, it just makes it cool, but it's just letters. I'm not worried about going to the hall. I thought about it, y'all, and I was saying, and I just thought, like, every day, I get to go out with the mayor. I'm going to go up there and it helps with my time by and everything. I'm going to be taking time by back in the day. We started about my station coming on time. So I was bored with them. I don't know, just the only class or something, but anyway, I enjoy coming in. I did a kick out of the first party. You know, I got one sports one time. I would have a big time for it. I know part of it was sitting in Vietnam, sitting in FaceTime, but here I am. These poker parties are really fun. Boy, I like them. I give about $35 for the one I got. I didn't hear that much, but the boys that I got it, same goes up that far. But you know me, I'm so little fool, and I'm not fooled with two fools, no up, and one fool walked away happy, and I was fooled to walk away happy. So, I got no coach for it now. I'm getting kicked out of some new coach, and we're all just really pretty tall. That name's Eli, his name's not Eli. I'm really looking forward to y'all coming in there. Because it's, I get pretty agitated down here. I get a bunch of GIs, and you know how a bunch of GIs are. I get sick and tired of it. They get a thing with me, they will go around me like that. I don't know, because I make such cold, you know, I'm in charge of my head and my penis, you know. I don't know, I got a lot of for a call on the road, if anything's gonna work, then I have to answer for it. I just got to it. Well, anyway, I don't care. There's a little bit of rage. I'll tell you what, but I know who's leaving us here. You ain't gonna be out there for 2 feet a day, and no, it's gonna be fast today, man. Be up to Buckside, man, about 3 months. I am probably with so many dollars today. I'm going to go to the hospital.